If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
One, two, three.
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. We're going to empower you. That's what we're going to do. Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show. We're going to be, and thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We're going to be talking about viral foes, how you can defeat them with zinc. We're going to look at some new research there. And we got some other things we talk about, allergy season, that kind of thing. And we got our quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to our righteous men and women in uniform lifting this nation up in prayer. And by the way, say a prayer for Frank here at Avar. He had a little fire and it took out some, areas, not home and life and home and everybody's okay, but you know, put him in prayer because he's got lots to deal with cleaning that up and getting back to normal. Frank, my prayers are with you. All right. First, well, we're going to be looking at, the devotion, because I'm hitting the knees seeking the Lord's face, and I mind the time because it grows short. First devotional puts us on Matthew 6, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added to you. And then Proverbs 3 says, honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruits of all your increase, so that thy barns will be filled with plenty and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Yeah, don't forget, you can't rob God. He owns everything anyway. Mind the time, seek the Lord, for he is the way to salvation, and mind the time to grow short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, first up in the quacker. This is a new test. This is from Harvard Medical School. They've come out with a new system test that tests blood for cancerous tumor, DNA from cancer that's circulating around your blood. It also looks for chemical changes in DNA that is known as mitochondrial patterns. So researchers say the test cannot only tell whether someone has cancer, but can also shed light on the type of cancer they may have. So they're looking forward to seeing this in getting through explored clinical trials. And so it's a test that will test your cancer for those markers. We'll see what happens with that. And last but not least, and we're going to talk about more of this in the first segment of the show. This is a report that what do people have in common that have suffered with the coronavirus? And they have a couple of things in common. They've learned, this was in a journal article that was in the Polos Journal, Medical Journal. They said that the people that are coming down with the coronavirus, they have chronic zinc deficiency. And usually they think that is because people are consuming too much processed foods, but we're going to get into that in a minute. Also, hypertension, they're on high blood pressure meds, and also they're taking a lot of prescription meds for other types of things other than blood pressure. So hypertension is just part of it. The study did get published. It means that zinc is real important at defending ourselves from a lot of these pathogens, including the COVID-19. So we're going to look at what the researchers found on that and what you and I can do about it in the first segment of the show. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, getting all situated here. We're going to be talking about the viral foes and defeating them with zinc. Absolutely. Now, in January 2013, Frank, you may remember this, I wrote that, we did a show on this, and I said that your system is going to sink without zinc. And then in 2019, Melanie Cederstrom, on her show, Financial Survival, her radio show, she asked me, you know, what I thought was the main cause of a lot of internal medicine diseases. And I said, it's a lack of minerals. So here we are in spring 2020 under essentially house quarantine because of the coronavirus or coronavirus. I guess that's how you say it, the COVID-19. And here we are. And the medical science is saying, hey, zinc may be the key to defeating this virus. So we're going to check this out, right? Absolutely. So in November 2019, there was a journal article in the United States National Library of Medicine Institutes of Health, and they said a new report is stating that zinc inhibits the coronavirus and its RNA polymerase activity. And they go on to say that the zinc blocks the virus from replicating and corrupting our human cells. In addition, the study also said that zinc can block the replication of many RNA viruses like polio and lots of influenza, and they listed SARS and horse viruses. Well, how come that's not in the news, really, telling us zinc, something as simple as zinc, a nutrient, a mineral. So how does that work? Well, zinc seems to interfere with the virus's proteins and how the virus processes its replication. So the zinc interferes with the core enzyme protein, and the virus can't transport itself across your blood plasma and across your cell membranes. it can't spread. So zinc seems to totally destroy this recombatant RNA virus. Therefore, zinc interferes with the virus's ability to bind to your cells and to replicate. Because a virus, you know, isn't really a living thing, and it needs the energy and the life from your cell to replicate with. So zinc cuts that off, and it destroys the virus's ability to replicate through the what is called the transcription phase. Well, I don't care what phase it's called. It's just dead. That's what I like. It's done. Right? Well, let's look at a little zinc history, because we've talked about zinc before, and maybe time to revisit it. Zinc was first used as a metallic alloy. The ancient statues and ornaments were made with zinc, have been unearthed dating back 2,500 years. So how did zinc get its name? Well, it's believed that a German alchemist, Paracelsus, named the mineral during his medieval period in a book that he wrote called Liber Mineralum Number 2. And he wrote about the crystal form with the needle-like structure, and he called it zincum or zincon. So over the centuries, zinc has been called Indian tin, calamine, and splinter. So it's believed that the first use of zinc for medical purposes was in India between the 13th and the 16th century, where it was mentioned in the ancient Avaritic text called Charaka Samhita, or Samhita, I guess that's how you pronounce that. Now, China discovered zinc in the 1700s, and Europe did not use zinc until the 1800s when they did import it from China. So during the early discovery of zinc, it was known that it was probably an expensive metal because of how it was mined. So in 1746, there was a German chemist, André Markov, and he developed and extracted the zinc by heating it with carbon. So the largest zinc mine in the world is called Red Dog Mine, and it's located right here in Alaska, here in the United States. So over the centuries, the study of zinc has shown it's quite a unique metal, and it's used to remove impurities from water. It's also used in your cosmetics. It's used to coat steel to prevent corrosion, and it's a key alloy in making brass. So without zinc, your cell phone wouldn't work because zinc is in the batteries. So zinc is quite versatile, and it's used in a lot of things. Now, if you're going to try to get zinc, it's best to get it in its whole food source and not isolated supplements. So we have access to zinc for health, and we find it in things like kelp, alfalfa, apples, beets, onions, almonds. They all have this rich amount of whole food zinc in there. And zinc is really necessary if you want a healthy sense of taste. Okay? I'm talking in your mouth. Now, herbs with high zinc are going to be your capsicum, your cayenne peppers, the hotter the better. Echinacea root, it's an immune-boosting herb. Astragalus root, also an immune-support herb. Siberian ginseng root, Dult's seaweed, wild yam, skullcap, spirulina, and also chickweed. So research has listed a zinc insufficiency as the cause of disease such as cancer, wounds that won't heal, lack of fertility, and skin and nail ailments. So let's look at some of the signs if you had a deficiency of zinc. So could we check and see if there's any signs if we're low in zinc? Well, usually one of the first signs is that you're going to take longer to heal from your injuries, heal from cuts or infections. And you may even have a loss of appetite and nothing really appeals to you. So your smell mechanism can be off as well. So zinc deficiency affects your human senses. And if the mineral is not replenished, the next stage is going to be loss of energy and you feel pretty lethargic. Mental health issues can also manifest. So the arteries of your bodies can harden and you can get skin rashes. They can appear and you can also have hair loss. And if children suffer from a zinc depletion, it can stunt their growth and delay the onset of puberty. Now, pregnant women who are low in zinc risk damaging the fetus because zinc is used in cell division and the growth and development of the baby. So certain medical conditions can put people at a greater risk if zinc gets low, such as patients that have like sickle cell anemia. Now, red blood cells are supposed to be rich with zinc, and without it, the cells break apart. So when this happens, what little zinc there is left will leave the body through the urine. So zinc's real important. And it's really hard to overdose on zinc, okay? Pretty hard to overdose. However, if you think you have too much zinc, what would be the symptoms? Well, vomiting, diarrhea will be from, if you're getting high doses from a isolated supplement, which I don't recommend you do. So if you take too much zinc, you can produce even a copper deficiency in your body. And you need copper to protect your bones, your hemoglobin, your red blood cells, and your skin. So try to avoid the urge to run out and get a big bottle of zinc at your GNC or wherever, because you want a whole food zinc. We're going to talk about how you can get that. Also, vitamin C is on everybody's mind through this pandemic as well. Vitamin C is also important during pandemics, and you'll find complex natural vitamin C in things like horseradish, rose hips, aloe, yellow dock root, red raspberry leaf, barley grass, red clover flower, lobelia herb, parsley root, and hops flower. So all fresh organic fruits and vegetables will also have it. So if you eat conventionally grown foods, they have been treated with herbicides and pesticides, which corrupt the plant's ability to draw up nutrients from the soil. So try to eat organic. It's more expensive, but it's got more nutrients in it. Let's read this quote from Dr. Joseph Mercola. He says, not only are isolated nutrients treated like drugs or other chemicals by your body, and like drugs, they can create problems for you too. Nature does not produce any nutrient in an isolated form. The nutrients and foods are blended together in a specific way to work best in that format. For an isolated nutrient to work properly in the body, it needs all the other parts that were naturally present in the food as well. End of quote. He goes on to say, it is not necessary, it's not necessarily the amount of the nutrient you ingest that is important, but its form and how much is bioavailable that counts the most. Ingesting a single isolated nutrient can create imbalances. The logic would dictate the higher the level of a single nutrient that you take, the quicker the imbalance will occur. End of quote. So, and you can get more done with you don't need mega doses when it's in its whole food form, because it's got the buffer alkaloids and the other minerals that it needs for uptake, so the body can use it properly and not have side effects. So when we want whole foods rich with our minerals like zinc, we have to look to the land. Okay, you and I aren't really going to be as healthy as we'd like if the soil in which crops are grown is sick. So we've known about soil depletion for a while. And in 1992, the Earth Summit statistics were released, and it just wasn't the United States that has soil problems. Farming all over the globe is not looking too good. So according to the Earth Summit report, the world's farming in regards to soil integrity dramatically decreased. So there has been a severe decline in mineral values in every sector of farm soil in North America, Canada, and Mexico. Other countries also have mineral depletion, but not as bad. So the actual statistics of depletion for North America were 85%. And then for South America, 76%, Asia, 76%, Africa, 74%, Europe, 72%, and Australia, 55%. So over the last 50 years, we have lost 50% of our quality topsoil, which is required for good food production. So we've lost the topsoil because of overuse of inorganic fertilizers, overuse of farming, and erosion. So how can we then say that we have no crop failure when, in fact, we do? For example, in 1951, if a woman wanted to get her recommended daily allowance of vitamin A, all she had to do is eat two peaches. Today, to get the same amount of vitamin A, this woman would need to eat 53 peaches. So big difference. So if a soil becomes zinc deficient, we have crop failure. Currently, it's estimated that in the United States and in many other countries, there's a 30% loss of zinc, especially from crops like rice, wheat, and corn. So a lot of your staple items are really low in zinc. And so the victim reports that we're getting from this coronavirus they're reporting that many of the victims of the coronavirus have several things in common. They have the chronic zinc deficiency, they have the high blood pressure, and they're taking prescription meds. So with millions of people depleted in these nutrients to begin with from crop failure, and they're also now dependent on drugs, which further deplete their minerals, you can see the problem, the picture forms. So it is no wonder an influenza virus is really taking advantage of us then, huh? So I guess the question is this pathogen COVID-19, the coronavirus, extremely lethal? Or is it that we are completely oblivious to the fact that we have made our bodies vulnerable to the virus? Well, let's look at drugs that will take the zinc right out of you. There are many prescription meds, even over-the-counter products, that will strip the zinc from your body. Drug companies are not required to do nutrient depletion studies on their products. So here is a brief list of the zinc sifters right out of you. If you take prescription diuretics, they cause the body to void out more minerals, including your zinc. If you take antacids, if you're on anti-inflammatory drugs, let's say prednisone, hydrocortisone, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory meds, zinc is going bye-bye. If you're on antiviral drugs, I'll get it, birth control pills, cardiovascular drugs, ulcer drugs, or anticonvulsants, you are going to be very low in zinc. And let's talk about some foods that help us out and keep us vital and strong. Because we got to face it, we live in an era of this planet where we have a lot of health hazards. We got pollution. We've got, you know, topsoil problems. We got water that's got, you know, heavy metals in it. So we got problems. So when we evaluate food sources, we want the most efficient source. So if it may not always be the tastiest, but it could be the most nutrition the body is going to need to maintain health. So a lot of times we shift to bitter herbs because they have more nutrients and they're packed full of them. So your organic grown green vegetables are going to have high sources of vitamin A from carotene. Carrots and hot chili peppers, they're all going to have high sources of that vitamin A, about 10,000 international units per 100 grams. So if you got a garden with that in it, eat those. A rich source of nutrition will also be your edible chlorella algae, your broken cell, nearly 50,000 units of vitamin A per 100 grams in that, as well as your chlorophyll and vitamin B2 or 12. It has a lot of nucleic acids, and those acids are important because it stores and transmits genetic information and helps to synthesize your protein. Also, this kind of nutrition helps keep you young and strong, okay? So let's look at some easy vitamins and easy minerals and amino acids to get. Now, most of us are not getting the same nutrition the World War II generation got. This is true. Scientifically proven. So we've got to make up for the shortfall. So I look at the Body Foundation food mix. It's a very organic herb blended mix to provide that body with your vitamins, your minerals, your amino acids, your plant proteins that your system is missing. Okay. Very affordable product, instantly absorbed by your body, easy in the digestive tract. It's a powdered mix. You can throw it in a smoothie. You can put it in juice or water. And it's only available at Apothecary Herbs. They also have that wonderful sun-dried ocean sea salt, which has the 84 micromineral elements you also need to replace for electrolytes so your cells stay strong and don't get weak and collapse and be vulnerable to viruses. And this salt does not promote hypertension, so they also have that. And you'll find that at Apothecary Herbs, but I'm not done. They also have a pandemic kit that's been real popular the last few weeks. All of it. Well, it's been popular for the last 20 years, but it's even more popular now. So now's the time to get one if you want one. So they have this, Apothecary Herbs has this upgraded pandemic kit. And what it is it's herb nutrition designed to strengthen your immune system by about tenfold. Okay. So it helps protect you from pandemic viruses, really. And it's real important because this kit also contains two backup products. So if there's ever, medical martial law and there's forced vaccination in a situation like that, there's two products in their kit that will protect the bloodstream from the infectious diseases in the serum and help you reverse it. Okay. So protect you from the side effects of the vaccine, which I think is very cool. So if you're forced to get vaccinated and you don't want to, you want to use those two products immediately as the kit recommends. Okay. Not hard to do. Not hard to do at all. And you can adjust doses for children too. Okay. And, so they have a lot of immune support herbs in there. And your immune support herbs, like we mentioned, your echinacea, your astragalus, your ginseng, these all have high zinc, rich in zinc, which is obviously, according to the U.S. National Library of Health, Institute of Health, gonna kick that coronavirus to the curb because you got zinc. So your immune system support herbs are there, rich in zinc, vitamin C, vitamin A, and your vitamin Bs. Those who need cardio support, Apothecary also has the wonderful cardio section on their website, and they have the heart cholesterol blood pressure formula. Great stuff. Works fast. They even have a heart attack pack if you want one of them. You have choices. You have the tools. You have the power to counter these threatening pathogens with balanced nutrition. That's God's chemistry, and that can't be beat, right? So when God says herbs are here for the service of the man and the healing of the nations, God can't lie. Done deal. Man can't do anything about that. So call Apothecary Herbs, and you can order your body food mix, your Celtic sea salt, your pandemic kit, your heart formulas. They got a whole slew of things that are really cool to well, your healthcare options just became endless with them. Give them a call. Toll-free number in the United States and Canada is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Website is thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Check them out. Great stuff. Can't say enough. We got to take a little break, but we'll be right back with more.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663. Or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Are you pro
prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Back here on Herb Talk, and we're going to be talking about allergies because I don't know about you, but my car is looking pretty yellow. As we roll into spring, pollen everywhere, a lot of sneezing, and people get all freaked out. Oh no, are you infected with the norovirus? Well, it could be just, you know, seasonal allergies that you're experiencing. So a lot of people, I talk to a lot of people, and they tell me about, you know, their seasonal allergy struggles. And one thing I've noticed over the last 20 years is the allergies have become more frequent, more common, and they seem to be increasing in severity. It's really weird. Allergies have kind of moved up the chain from the eighth spot as a cause of chronic disease to the fifth leading cause of chronic disease. So I am correct in my assumption that it's worse. So the medical science is saying that if one parent has allergies, their kids are going to have it by about 48%. You got a 48% risk that you're going to have allergies. If both your parents have allergies, oh, it's 70%. It's all over for you. You're going to have allergies is what they're saying. So we currently have 1 in 5 Americans that suffer from things like asthma. Food allergies affects about 4% of adults and 8% of kids. And we haven't even gotten to the infectious rhinitis, you know, the sinus infections, hay fever, dermatitis, bug bites, drug allergies yet, which is all part of this. It's lumped into the same disease that affects about 50 million people in America. So allergic diseases cost the economy about $18 billion a year. Because people tend to miss work or school, costs a lot of productivity, and about $4 million to American businesses. So allergies can be a big deal. So we have extremely large parts of the U.S. population, about 55%, who not only have complained about allergies, but have, you know, tested positive for being allergic to things. So what is even So 90% of our lives are spent indoors. 30,000 Americans go to the ER each year because of an allergy reaction. And about 100 people, usually children, die from a food-induced anaphylactic shock. So peanut tree allergies are big deals, which produce the most severe allergic reactions. Affects about 3 million, usually children. And they have allergies to peanuts that have doubled in the last 5 years. So allergic rhinitis has also increased 15-fold in the last 10 years, and that's affecting over 16 million and it's sending them to the doctor's office. So the most chronic allergic disease for doctor visits, though, is the sinusitis costing healthcare providers about $6 billion each year. 38 million Americans that have sinusitis miss an average of 4 days of work each year. And, you know, you can't think. If you take an antihistamines, you still can't think because histamines, your brain uses those. Can't think if you don't have any. You feel sleepy, foggy headed. You have a lot of pressure. Everything hurts in the sinus cavity, headache, pressure, anyway, not good. People, you know, usually want to lay in bed with some sort of frozen ice thing on their head. And then, of course, you know, what about pets? Pets have a lot of allergies now, too, especially food related. What's going on, right? What's going on? Skin allergies are one of the most difficult thing to correct. Contact dermatitis, eczema, about 7 million people have that. More people than you think. Have pets as well, and sometimes the pets are causing the allergic reaction. About 40% of our households in America have at least one dog, and 36% have at least one cat. But here's an amazing thing, though. 100% of the U.S. households have detectable, 100% of the houses have detectable dog or cat dander in them. So your skin is going to be affected. It's the first indicator. It's your first line of immune system defense is your skin. So if you're going to have an allergic reaction, probably your skin's going to show it. I know when I get around a cat, my eyes get itchy. I'm allergic to cats. So I can't have, I know you have cats, Frank. I know you're a big cat lover. I'm allergic to them. So if I have a pet, it's a dog. You know, so allergies, you know, and the 10% of the adverse drug reactions show up in your skin. So you look for that. Most common drug for allergic reaction is your penicillin. Currently, penicillin is outperforming food-induced anaphylactic shock, most common cause of death in about 400 people a year. So don't forget your milk can contain penicillin, which is given to your cows to infect, to prevent, you know, utter bladder, mastitis infections, inflammation there. So, and you know, you can develop an allergy later in life. Like, you can have an allergy as a kid, grow out of it. And then likewise, you cannot be allergic and then later in life get one. So you can like later all of a sudden be allergic to bee stings, and that can be life threatening and you got to go get EpiPens. You know, allergies to venomous insects, bees, wasps, hornets, yellow jackets, fire ants, very common, causing a lot of reactions, 100 deaths a year, actually. So we've got a lot of allergies. And what does all this mean? Well, if we look at what an allergy really means, an allergy is an altered physiological reaction. It often can be to a harmless substance. So medical science isn't exactly sure what causes an allergic reaction because so much depends on your heredity, your hormones, your emotional state, your environment you're living in, your stress level, your toxic level, you know, the health of your filtering organs, like your liver, your gallbladder, and of course, how strong your immune system is. So they really don't know. And right now, we're living in a world where one out of So I guess we're still here, Frank, right? Okay. We've had some technical glitches, so I'm just checking to make sure things sort of just happen now. All right. How do you test? Well, you can test if you have certain sensitivities to foods. You can definitely keep a food journal. You go to a dermatologist and pay for the test, but they typically test you for about 12 things. If those aren't the 12 things you're allergic to, then what you going to do? You can go to university hospitals. They check for more than 12 things, but it's expensive and it's inconvenient. And they don't have anything to do other than to tell you what you're allergic to. So, and their tests are only 20% accurate anyway. So a better test is to do a 4-day fast, which has a 90% accuracy rate. Ecologists know that if you take a 6-month break from an offending food that you're allergic to, you should be able to tolerate it 50 to 70% better when it's later introduced into the diet. So if you go off of something 6 months, in other words, the body's able to filter out all those proteins and things that are agitating your system. And so what I have been seeing is that a lot of the allergies are food related. Sometimes it's environmental, but sometimes allergies do get triggered by a lot of chemical agents like paint, smoke, bug spray, mothballs even can trigger. So you try to remove those things. Also, if you cook with gas or you have a wood stove, you know, you may want to avoid those. Those can create a lot of allergic reactions as well. You may want to avoid restaurants that cook with gas. So those can be a trigger. So try your sensitivity reducing strategy, because modern medicine really doesn't educate us on how to use this way of using nutrition to help us with our allergies. So the most that you can get from an allopathic physician on this is they'll say, well, stay away from foods and environmental agents you seem to be allergic to. That's what they say. Well, that's okay and well and good. However, there are certain nutrients that you can use to make you less sensitive to allergies. So you'll want to look for foods that are rich in flavonoids, which act like an anti-allergen. So foods with yellow pigments, like yellow onions, for instance. Also foods with pigments like strawberries, a lot of your citrus foods that contain quercetin, which is another flavonoid. So we're wanting to use flavonoids. There's a natural medical physician, Wayne Mitchell. He was at Bastien College Health, and he was in charge of the information project there. And he said flavonoids work to block histamines and other compounds that can cause an allergic reaction or an over response of histamine. So other foods that he says that you can utilize are dark greens, sweet peppers, because they have a lot of vitamin B6, your leafy greens, your citrus fruits, your melons, parsley, and berries all have that vitamin C, and it reduces the blood histamine levels and your sensitivities. Cauliflower, asparagus, seeds, spinach for vitamin E, these are all antihistamine protection. Garlic as well has a lot of antioxidants in it. Also, you can use that to preserve food if you're canning things. And you also want to avoid the things that you know are triggers. So here's some herbs that will help reduce histamines. You can use a few herbs to reduce the histamine level using garlic, ginger, and astragalus root for reducing what is called the molybdenum. The molybdenum, it's an antioxidant. And it is good for sinus congestion and digestive issues. So it'll help. It's antioxidant. It's going to help reduce that. If you're using citrus, if citrus is a problem for you, then try using bitter greens instead. Many herbs can reverse hay fever, like the herb eyebright. You can mix it with a little ginger root, which is also good for irritated throats. herbs that contain cysteine amino acids help to control insulin and regulate blood sugar, and that helps control allergic reactions as well. You want to look for things maybe like spirulina and your seaweeds. People with allergies don't tolerate barbiturates and tranquilizers well, so try herbs with natural calcium and iron and vitamin C in them. Herbs like lobelia, horsetail, or oat straw are very good. For herbal products with the antioxidant molybdenum, look for garlic juice, ginger root juice or tinctures, echinacea formulas, or astragalus root. These are all going to help you with that antioxidant as well. And the thing I've noticed most is the two food groups that are at the top of the I'm allergic chain is wheat and dairy. And it's an easy thing to do a test for 2 weeks and just go off of both of those. Get substitutes, you know. I'm not just talking gluten-free. I'm talking about completely going off wheat and getting, you know, some substitute things. There's a company out in California called Authentic Foods, and they make product mixes. A lot of your organic markets carry their stuff, but you can order from them online. And you can make pancakes and muffins and spaghetti and pasta. And it's all wheat-free, and it tastes really great. They even give you recipes. So you're not going to be, you know, neglecting yourself. You have options there. And the dairy, lots of dairy-free options. The cow milk goes bye-bye, and you can use coconut milk, the nut milks, the plant-based milks. They even have cheese and yogurt and ice cream made with these, and they taste really great. So 2 weeks, milk and dairy go off the chart, and it takes 2 weeks for those proteins to come out of your system. And then what you want to do is introduce one of them back at a time, and you should have a reaction almost immediately within a day or so. And that will tell you, your body just doesn't like that food. You're allergic to it. A lot of people are just allergic to their diets and don't know it. And so this alleviates you. You have so much control knowing that. This alleviates you from having to get allergy testings, allergy shots, which are vaccines, over-the-counter stuff, you know, that has side effects as well, and even prescription stuff. So you liberate yourself from having to work with those things, and you just get rid of the culprit that's offending your system. And remember at the beginning I said, you know, if one parent or both parents have allergies, your children are more likely to be allergic. Well, we have DNA that we pass on, but more importantly, we also tend to eat like our relatives. We eat the same types of foods that our relatives are probably allergic to. So again, we're going to be allergic to. And a lot of people don't have the same reaction sometimes to an offending food. Let's say it's milk. Let's say Frank, you're allergic to milk. But Frank's reaction is he gets dark circles under his eyes. And when someone takes a picture of him, he looks like a raccoon. No offense, Frank. but if I'm allergic to milk, I may get throat infections, sinus infections, okay? But then my daughter, who's allergic to milk also, instead she may get eczema and her ears fill up with fluid. I'm convinced the number one cause of the earaches and the fluid problem for kids, and they need those tubes in their ears, I'm convinced it's the milk, because the cow's milk is so full of garbage now, drugs. It's not really a milk. You know, and we're not supposed to be drinking that milk anyway. We're not supposed to be nursing on a cow. Even the cow's babies don't nurse their entire lives. See, and they're strong and healthy bones, and they're eating grass. They don't have to have milk to have strong bones. You don't either. You get more calcium-rich sources, balanced sources, in leafy green vegetables and some herbs, because the body likes two parts calcium, one part boron, one part magnesium. Again, we're back to the whole food and the chemistry being balanced God's way, better than isolated calcium supplements and whatever. So you have choices, and you have a lot of these herbs I've mentioned. You can find them at thepowerherbs.com. The folks at Apothecary Herbs have them. A lot of times they have them in individual formulas, and sometimes they have them in combination, just depending on what's needed. One of my favorite things for the sinus problem is their Echinacea Deluxe. Yeah, that'll kick a sinus infection to the curb in a skinny minute. I love that stuff. So, again, a lot of times it's the nutrition we're missing or the nutrition in food that we're sensitive to, and it's because of, you know, probably family history and how we're eating and that kind of thing. So a simple test, keep a food journal, go off offending foods you think are the culprits for 2 weeks, and then introduce it back in one at a time if there's more than one, and see. Like I was just talking to a guy the other day that didn't know that chocolate had a chemical in it that makes the muscle at the end of the stomach at the top of the end of the esophagus get lazy and pop open, and he had acid reflux. And he would have chocolate every night. I said, don't eat chocolate. How easy is that? Just don't have chocolate. And, you know, acid GERD when he goes to bed is fixed. He had that power to do it. He just didn't know, right? So certain foods can bother you, cause you to have health problems, and you run into the doctor, and then you put on all these drugs that have side effects, and then you put on those more drugs for the side effects. It's a vicious hamster wheel of craziness. So take that power back. You can do it. You know how. All right. If you've been listening to this show, you do. By the way, AVR and, of course, the folks at Apothecary Herbs do archive Herb Talk. So if you miss any shows, you can go back and listen at any time. And you just can go to the powerherbs.com, click on Herb Talk, and go to the archives and click on the show you want to listen to. So there's several years there of shows, all listed by topic and date. So you can find what you need there. We got a few minutes, so we're going to be talking about handcrafted benefits. You know, things made by hand, right? The term handcrafted, first used in the 12th century, it really referred to handcrafts like barrel making, leather work. The Colonial History Museum has a bunch of those items there in Williamsburg, Virginia. You can see how they were made. But then it came the industrial age and manufacturing, mass production. Faster to make products, easier to make products. So handmade goods kind of became less desirable. So a vast majority of our items that were still handcrafted were custom-made products. But by 1947, the term handcrafted became popular again in the marketing of goods. So the timing of the use of the term handcrafted with regard to, let's say, food goods seemed to coincide with introduction to genetically modified foods, and even wheats. So the marketing back then, compared to today, attempts to identify the quality of a good, the quality of what's on the product label with statements like homemade, handcrafted. So your handmade items are sometimes not as common, therefore they can bring higher prices than the mass-produced goods, but they're supposed to be a better quality as well. So today the term handcrafted is synonymous with painstaking skill, workmanship, old-fashioned, homemade. When was the last time that you had a homemade meal or a handcrafted vitamin? Right? Well, we're going to check out these benefits. Consumers are familiar with restaurant ads that promote slow-cooked, homemade, or like your grandmother made it, right? So when it comes to your foods, everyone likes how home-cooked food tastes better than, you know, prepackaged or highly processed foods. So real food tastes better because it's not overcooked, it's not overprocessed, it has more vitamins and minerals, nutrition, more flavor, savory flavor. Vegetables from your own garden taste better than the frozen or the store produced because it's fresh and has more nutrition. You can just get, you know, farm raised eggs, wild range eggs. They taste better than the ones that are not. So, there's a quality associated with handcrafted. It's an organic process, I guess is what it is. And, So when we use a bit of science, we can actually discover the difference in foods that are less processed compared to the quick meals found in your grocery stores. Most consumers know that quick meals will contain more chemicals and extended shelf life stuff in them, food coloring, maybe even flavor enhancers. Processed foods will contain more calories, and the body stores that unnatural fat found in these products, and it's harder to manage weight when you consume those products. So a lot of systematic review of these published from 1958 to 2008, they analyzed the nutritional quality in organic foods compared to conventional and processed. Your organic sources contained more of your vitamins and minerals, magnesium, vitamin C, and also antibacterial properties were in them. Organic foods also contain more phosphorus and other minerals that indicates freshness, ripeness, proves the development of bones, growth, repair and regeneration of tissues and cells. So, fresh is best, right? Homemade is better. And wild-crafted or handcrafted is even best, right? So, here's a quote from Dr. Melissa Wood. She says, "Nature intended for us to consume food or herbs in its whole form because all the vitamins and the minerals and the antioxidants and the enzymes are bound together in one package and work synergistically to deliver the nutrition your body needs." So when we break that apart and we use isolated this and isolated that, we're not getting that chemistry right again. This is what a lab decides you need, not what God decided you need. So definitely handcrafted. So it's an organic process. It preserves the nutrition. And that's exactly what the folks at Apothecary Herbs do. They use a cold-pressed natural aging process for all their herbal liquids and formulas. So it's the best. It has all the nutrition in it. And it's been tested by a lot of people. And they put their comments up on their website how great it is. A lot of energy and life, enzymes, nutrition in them. So get the best. Call Apothecary Herbs. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. ThePowerHerbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. I'm out of time, but the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical doctor if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.